today. They really relate more to Inui. This is a very fascinating Ran here that Shari Inuyim have the gather of Heim Amru, that the Chacham were given the authority, even though it's a mitzvah d'oraisa of the Nisim, to define the nature and the parameters of the Isur Inui, and therefore the Mekil in many cases. That's a discussion unto itself. What we want to focus is on Chatzi Shir. That's for today. And what I find about Chatzi Shir is that it's a fascinating sugya because it has tremendous ramifications in so many areas. But also what I find fascinating is that Chatzi Shir lends itself to a fundamental chakira as to how to define it, and we'll see in a minute with regard to Mushpa V'Yom Yom Sinai. And that chakira can take you really through many, many different sugyas. So let's begin with the Gemara's Havamin over here. The Gemara says that if according to Reish Lakish, Chatzi Shir is Asur Min Rabbanan, we'll see about Rabbi Yochanan in a minute, so right here at the beginning of this perek, the last perek in Yuma, the Gemara says that according to Reish Lakish, not that Chatzishir is mut, the way the Gemara understood it originally, but rather Chatzishir is also mirabona. And the Gemara then assumes that if I would take a shvuah shlo ochal, Nevelus and Trefus, even if I took a Shvua Shlochal Chatzi Zayas of Nevelu, Chatzi Zayas of Trefa, the Shvua would not be Chal. What principle would apply? Ein Shvua Chal Shvua, Mushpa V'yomeid Mi'ar Sinai. Of course, the obvious question is, if Chatzi Shir is only Osim Rabbanon, why is that Mushpa V'yomeid Mi'ar Sinai? So the only thing we could come up with is Lo Sasu. And this would l'chora support the Rambam's conclusion that every time you violated the Rabbanon, you violate Lo Sasu. So we took the Shvua on the lava Lo Sasu, it included all the Rabbanons, including Chatzi Shir. So that's a beautiful riot for the Rambam, except, as the Megill says to point out on the Sefer Mitzvahs, the Gemara rejects this Havam. And the Gemara says over here, Keva di Islei Hetim in HaTorah Kachal Karban Shvualei. The Gemara assumes the Maskana that the Shvua should be chal. You don't apply the principle of Mushpa V'yom Yom Sinai in an Issa D'Rabbanon because Min HaTorah is mutter. So the Gemara seems to be rejecting its premise that there's a violation of Lo Sasur in D'Rabbanon. So the Megill Sester gives the Teretz, which you can take a look at when you have some time. But perhaps you could say the following. That Enochinami Lamaskona, the Gemara holds, and Anisa Drabonon comes on the Lo Sasu. The Rambam is correct. Why don't we say Mushpa V'Omid? The answer is because every Isur can be defined in one of two ways. You can even define it with its name. It's an Isur Misuyom, it's a separate Isur, it's Nevela, and has all the dinim of Nevela and all the conditions. It's trefa, etc. Or you could say that sometimes the Torah creates a general isur that's not specified. It's kind of like stem cells. You know, it's not specified. And then afkamina would be whether you apply the principle of mushpa v'yomid mi'ar Sinai. Mushpa v'yomei mi'ar Sinai only applies if you're mushpa on this Isur, on this particular Isur. So for example, if I would take a shvua that I won't eat nevela, so I'm mushpa v'yomei on the Isur of nevela. What if I take a shvua that I won't eat chatzi shir of nevela? So I would say that according to Reish Lakish, there's room to say even if chatzi shir mirabbanan entails a violation of Lo Sasur, but it's not nevela. It doesn't come under the Isur Nevela. The Rabbanan made a general Isur called Chatzi Shir. So even though it comes under Lo Sasur just tells you that you have to listen to the Chachamim, whatever they come up with, whatever Isurim. But there's no specified Isur under Lo Sasur on this Nevela. So if I come along and I say, Shvua Shochal Chatzi Zayis Nevela, that I'm creating an Isur, which as far as Har Sinai is concerned, didn't exist. True, I will violate an Isur amongst the various Tariq mitzvahs that we took, Los Osir in this case. But to say that there was an Isur of Chatzi Shir of Nevela, that you can't say. That's the Maskot HaSagamot. So there's no steer from this Sugya to the Ram. Let's go a step further. What about Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan holds Chatzi Shir Osaman HaTorah. Whether it's because of Chazul it's Tarufe or because of Kol Chelev, we'll see. But at the end of the day, Chatzi Shir is Osaman HaTorah. And here you could raise the very same Chakira. When the Torah said the Chatzi Shir is Osam, what did the Torah have in mind? Did the Torah say that Chatzi Shir, half a size of Nevela, is Nevela? And it has the shame Iser of shame Nevela with all the dinim of Nevela. And the same for any other Iser. Or no. The Torah created some Iser that's general. It's a generic Iser called Chatzi Shir. And once again, the Nafkamina would be, what happens if he took a Shmua, Shlo Ochal Chatzi Zayis Nevela? Would that be Mushba V'Yomid Mar Sinai? So if you take a look at the Gemara over here, on Omid Beis, the Gemara says, tonight we have a Mishnah, four lines up from the bottom, Shvua Shalo Ochal, the Ochal, the Velos, the trade for Shkosim Rosim Chayev. So according to Tanakami Yechayev, that means there is no Mushba V'Yomid Mar Sinai. Now this is very odd, because according to Rabbi Yochanan, Chatzi Shir is also in a Torah. So how could you take such a Shvua? In fact, Reish Lakish is going to interpret that the reason why there's no Mushba V'Yomid Mar Sinai here is because he took a Shvua on Chatzi Shir of Nevela. Now, Rav Yochanan didn't give that answer. Why didn't he give that answer? So the Gemara says in Masechta Shvuos, the same sugya appears in Masechta Shvuos Chav Gimel, that Rav Yochanan didn't give the answer Reish Lakish for a technical reason. What was the technical reason? He didn't want to enter into the machlokes between Rabbanan and Rabbi Akiva about what happens when a person says Shvush Lochal. Does Shvush Lochal mean Kolshu, or does it mean Dafka Kizai? It's like the Akiva Shal Torah. So Reish Lakish is willing to say that how to interpret this mission of Shvush Lochal V'Yochan Nevelis, whether it means Shvush Lochal, and he was Mefarish Chatzi Shir, which is true according to the Rabbanan, because Rabbanan say he usually means Kishir Shal Torah, or Stam, I'll leave the Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yochanan didn't want to enter into that machlokas. Therefore, he didn't give the answer of Reish Lakish. It comes out that according to the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan could have easily given the answer of Reish Lakish, if not for this machlokas, which is a secondary machlokas of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbana. Tosfos in the Masechta Shvuos asks the question, when the Gemara wants to know why Rabbi Yochanan didn't give this teretz, why didn't the Gemara just say because Chatzi Shir is also in a Torah according to Rabbi Yochanan, and if he's Mushba V'Yomi Mar Sina? V'im Tomar Lema, why doesn't the Gemara suggest a Hainu time with the Lo Amar Kerei Shlokish Mishud Rabbi Yochanan Sofar Yuma Ayin Gimel Min Beis Chatzi Shir is also in a Torah Uvechol Shu Nami Mushba V'Yomi Mar Sina? So Chatzi Shir is also in a Torah says Tosfos should generate Mushba V'Yomi Mar Sina. And therefore the Shvua of Chatzi Shir shouldn't be Chal. Tosfos says no. The Shvua on Chatzi Shir would be Chal according to Rabbi Yochanan. Yesh Lomer Kevan Deleka Ela Isur B'Alma. Since Chatzi Shir is only, quote, an Isur B'Alma, therefore Lav Mushba V'Yomet Choshevle. It's not called Mushba V'Yomet. So Tosfos takes the stand that if you hold like Rabbi Yochanan, we pass it like Rabbi Yochanan, the Chatzi Shir Osam in the Torah, then Tosfos says that's not enough to generate a Mushba V'Yomi Mar Sinai. So therefore, if you take a Shvua that you won't eat a half his eyes in the Vela, the Shvua is indeed Chal. And that's why the Gemara is very bothered. Why didn't Rabbi Yochanan give that teretz to the question of Avinan V'Amai Chayv Mushba V'Yomi? And the answer is because he's not Mushba V'Yomi Mar Sinai. Why isn't it Mushba V'Yomi Mar Sinai? Because it's an Isur V'Alma. So what's the Pshat Isur V'Alma? So according to what we're saying, it's very good. Isur V'Alma means that there's some sort of general Isur V'Alma of Chatzi Shir. It's not Nevela. It doesn't have the shame Isur Mesuya. And therefore you don't say Mushba V'Yomi Mar Sinai. In fact, the Rambam paskins that the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan. This is the Rambam in Shvizas Asor, Perek Beis, halacha Gimel. Achal Oshasa Pachos Mishir Zeh. After he gives all the shiurim of Achila and Shasi on Yom Kippur, he says, Eino Chayev Karetz. Achal Pishu Asur Min HaTorah. Bechatz Yishir. So the Rambam goes out of his way to say that there is an Eisur Torah of Chatz Yishir like Rabbi Yochanan. That's what it says here in that goes, my money is that he's passing like Rabbi Yochanan. But there's no Chiv Karetz until he eats a shiur. So the Lecha Mishnah here asks the Kasha, so how does the Rambam say that if you take a Shavua on Chatz Yishir that it's Chal, why not say Mushpa V'yomim Me'ar Sinai? Let's see that Rambam inside. The Rambam says, Perek Hay, Nehilchus Shavuos, Halacha Zayin, Shavuos Shalo Ochal Kolshu, Minevelos, the Trefos, V'yochal Pochas Mikizayis, Chayav. Why is he Chayav? Sharei Eino Mushpa Chatz Yishir Me'ar Sinai. So the Rambam explicitly says that there's no mushpa v'yomei me'ar Sinai on the Chatz Yishir. Even though the Rambam himself paskins in Hilchus Shvisa Sos like Rabbi Yochanan, the Chatz Yishir Osman HaTorah. So the Lecha Mishnah points out, you're going to have to, in order to understand the Rambam, you have to fall back on Tosfos Pshat, that although Chatz Yishir Osman HaTorah, it's only what? An Isur B'Alma. And if it's an Isur B'Alma, even though it's Men HaTorah, you don't say mushpa v'yomei me'ar Sinai. There's a fascinating shach. The Shach wants to suggest that on an Easter Drabbanon, you might be able to say Mushpa V'yomei Me'ar Sinai. He's trying to be the Ashi of certain spheres in the Mechaber, but the Svara of the Shach, he quotes the name of Maril Ibn Chaviv, is a very interesting Svara. You know, usually we always assume that a Darais is more Chomer than a Drabbanon. So here's a paradox. You could ask this as, you know, one of these halachic Ripley's believe it or not questions. You know, where could you have a Darabonon that's more chomur than a Doraisa? So here you have it. The Maril Ibn Chaviv wants to say that if you take a Shvua on an Issa Darabonon, then we would say Mushpa V'yomei Me'ar Sinai. Why? Because when the Chachomim institute an Issa, what they're doing is they're extending an Issa Doraisa. And Hemidu Chachomim Divrei Kishal Torah. And therefore, you mushpa v'yomei me'ar Sinai. So, of course, you can rely on the Rambam of all sorts, but you can say even sharper than the Rambam. What the Maril means is that if an Issur Drabbanon is an extension of an Issur Doraisa, then the Rabbanon took the same Issur Doraisa and they extended it even to an Issur Drabbanon.
So, how is it at a Kana or something like that, where it's going to be totally. Like the kind of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai.
That I don't know.
By amazing.
That I don't know, yeah. But let's say Truma Zirakis. You might say it has the same Truma on it with all dini Truma.
But if it's something that's totally separate, maybe.
Right. So if you had, let's say, an Easter Chodesh mid Rabbana, right? So you would say Mushpa V'yomei Me'ar Sinai on such a thing. Why? Because it has the same Easter Chodesh. Whereas in an Easter Doraisa of Chatz Yishir, we're saying it's an Easter Ba'alma, and it's not Mushpa V'yomei Me'ar Sinai. Again, it turns out, do you follow what I'm saying?
You're saying Derabbanon of a full shir, not Derabbanon of a
Chatz Yishir. No, I'm not combining Derabbanon of a Chatz Yishir. I'm just saying that on an Easter Derabbanon, there's a paradox over here, because on an Easter Derabbanon, the Maril Ibn Chaviv is willing to paskin that Mushpa V'yomei Me'ar Sinai. And if you took a Shavua on an Easter Derabbanon, let's say you had Chelev Derabbanon, so that would be Mushpa V'yomei Me'ar Sinai, your Shavua wouldn't be Chal. So the power of an Issur Drabbanon exceeds beyond the power of an Issur Doraisa. Why? Because Chatz Yishir, we pass it as awesome in a Torah, and yet the Rambam says, there's no Mushpa V'yomei Me'ar Sinai. So if you took a Shavua, not to eat a Echazayis Nevela, the Shavua according to the Rambam is Chal, and he's Chayef for Shavua. And why is that so? Because it's only an Issur B'Alma. So it comes out that because Chatz Yishir, awesome in a Torah, according to the Rambam, is only a general Issur. And according to Tosfos, it's only a general Issur. Therefore, you don't apply the principle of Mushpa V'yomei. But in Issur Drabbanon, on the Shach says, you would apply the principle of Mushpa V'yomei Me'ar Sinai. So there's no Mushpa V'yomei Me'ar Sinai Chatz Yishir Osam in a Torah, but there is Mushpa V'yomei Me'ar Sinai on an Issur Drabbanon. Very, very interesting. And I think all this fits into our concept of an Issur Mesuyom, of an Issur Kol. Let's see another sugya that again could go with the same Mahal. There's a Rambam in Hilchus Chametz U'Matzah that derives Chatz Yishir and Chametz from a special pasuk Lo Yochel. So if you want to make a note of it, I think I have it on the page here, page three, the Rambam is in Hilchos Chametz Matzah Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin. So the Kesef Mishnah asks, why does the Rambam need a pasuk for chatzi shir of chametz if you eat a half of a zayis of chametz? The Rambam says it comes under the pasuk lo ye'achel. Kesef Mishnah says, why not apply the general rule of chatzi shir osur ben Torah? Why does Rambam feel compelled to derive the chatzi shir chametz from a special yalfusa? Without cards. As Rambam says before, you don't get cards. So it doesn't add to the Chumras Avera.
Nothing.
It's only a Chatzi Zayis. It's an Isa Doraisa derived from Lo Yacha. So if you take a look in the Mepharsha, in the Frankel Ram there, he mentions a Yisod of the Nodav Yehuda. This Nodav Yehuda, I think, although the Nodav Yehuda doesn't quote the Ran, I think it's based on the Ran in Masechta Shavuos. What does the Nodav Yehuda want to say? That Rav Yochanan is based on the Svara of Chazilitz Tarufe. So if you take a look back in the Sugya, the Gemara actually has two different possible sources or explanations for Chatzi Shir Osur Min HaTorah. First, the Gemara says a Svara. Take a look here on Daf Ayin Dalet Omen Aleph. The Gemara says, "Gufa Chatzi Shir Rav Yochanan Amar Osur Min HaTorah Shlok Shom Mutar Min HaTorah." Rav Yochanan Osur Min HaTorah came in the Chazilitz Tarufe Isura Ka'achim. And then, just a few lines later, the Gemara quotes a brisa to support Rabbi Yochanan. Eisvei Rabbi Yochanan the Reish Lakish. Since Rabbi Yochanan himself who quotes this brisa. Eili ela kol sheyeshno bonesh, yeshno bazar, koiv, etc. Kol chelet. So, they all of a farshman ask the kasha, why does Rabbi Yochanan need chazilut sarufi if he has kol chelet? So Tosa says that really Rabbi Yochanan is based on the pasuk Kol Chelev. The only reason he quotes Chazilitz Tarufe is to prove that this pasuk Kol Chelev, this Yalfusa, is coming to include all Isur. Don't limit it just to specific cases. The Ritva says a little bit differently here. Afinar, the Ritva says that Rabbi Yochanan's Chazilitz Tarufe is time of the crow. That's very unclear what the Ritva means over here. But it could be that according to the Ritva, Rabbi Yochanan is predicated on Kol Chelev, but we need time in the Krah. I don't know, that needs a lot of research. But certainly according to Tosus, and Tosus Shonim says it explicitly, right here the Tosus Shonim is printed on the page, Inkar time of the Rabbi Yochanan, the Dorish Leila Kamon, Mikra the Kol Chelev. Don't misunderstand that Rabbi Yochanan is predicated on Chazilitz Tarufe. That's a shtickle svara, but it's not that's not what it's predicated on. It really comes down to kol chelev. The Ran in Masechta Shavuos, however, uses a different language. He says, "Lo asar achmana ela mishum dechazilitz tarufe." He says that according to Rabbi Yochanan, the reason why the Torah asked it is because chazilitz tarufe. He completely drops kol chelev. The Miri is also like that. The Miri here in our Masechta, he says, Time after Rabbi Yochanan lo amra shumi shel Torah ela mikavan dechazilitz tarufe v'havile ketchilas achilas isu. So the Miri also
doesn't bring the pasuk
at all. So on the one hand, Tosfos and the Tosi Shanim and maybe even the Ritva are going 100% with Kol Chelev.
Rashi, they point that.
Yeah, where's the Rashi?
Rashi and Ayin Gimel.
Rashi also quotes Kol Chelev.
Yeah, he only quotes.
Oh, Doris and Nicole Chalif, there it is. Right before the wide lines. So that's one school of thought, that Rabbi Yochanan is predicated on the pasuk, the Alfus of Kol Chalif. The other school of thought, which is the Ran and the Meiri, they say that it all boils down to Chazilitz Tarufe. Now, the Nafkamina is going to be, says the Nodav Yehuda, again, the Nodav Yehuda doesn't quote all these sources, but the Nodav Yehuda says that if Rabbi Yochanan can be reduced to Chazilitz Tarufe, then what happens, Li Tzuyer, if you violate Chatzishir in a Za'ofen, then it's not Chazilitz Tarufe. So he claims the Nobu that any Issa that's totally bizman, you can always generate a situation of lo chazi litzaruf. If you eat the chatzi shir b'sof hazman in such a way that you don't even have time, there's no shahus to eat the other half. That's what he says. According to Nobu, the chazi litzaruf is not a conceptual breakthrough. It's just, you know, I'm tempted, you know, there's a brisa, an ovester of Nosson, that says, it's an unbelievable brisa. The brisa seems to assume that even the Torah makes the siag. So you have to talk about, in Arayis, about, you know, kiruv, kiruv basa, you talk about Nazir and Chatzisayis in the Vales and Treifas. I mean, there's a lot to talk about in terms of a siag that the Torah made. But it could be that according to Nodeb Yehuda, the Torah only applies this far of Chazi Litzarufe to generate Chatzishir Asim in the Torah when we're afraid that once he starts with the Chatzishir, he's going to end up with the Shir Shalim. Lu Yitzur Yav HaMitzis, where it's impossible. So says Nodeb Yehuda, that's why the Rambam needs the possible Yachal and Chometz, because in Chometz there's a separate Easter of chatzi shir and chametz, and therefore even if you would eat a chatzi shir of chametz in a way that it's impossible to eat the shir sholem, nevertheless it would come under the Isser of lo yeyochel, not under the Isser of chatzi shir osim in a Torah. That's the way the Nodeb Yehuda goes.
The current Amari Ibn
Chavid,
we won't say this, that, meaning this would be against him, because there's still an Isser Darabanan of the Rishesh Matirin, so it would be an extension of the original Isser. Meaning anything that's telling him is man that's usher now is going to be mutter in a minute, there's still an Isser Darabanan on it. So you won't.
Under what? But he's saying that the Isser Darabanan, I mean, you're saying the Isser Darabanan applies absolutely, even if it's not Chazi Litzarufe? The point is, let's say you eat chatzitzayis a second before Shkia on the seventh day of Pesach.
Right. So
you want to say that the Isser Darabanan might
because of the Rosh
Hashanah. That would be Usher.
That's
the
Usher.
This is a comment on Pesach.
But the Rosh Hashanah team is with Tarovas. Are you talking about a case of Tarovas Hametz or what?
No, even with Tarovas. I have a chatzitzayir.
Right.
Doesn't the Rosh Hashanah tell me that even a chatzitzayir is going to be Usher?
I don't know. I'm not sure I understand what you're saying. Maybe we'll talk about it after the Shia. Often you, Tom Shesh Matir is Halach and Tarovas. I don't know what you have in mind. But let's go on for just a moment. Okay, so by the way, this approach of the Nodeb Yehuda that you need Chazi Litzarufi Befal is a very interesting approach, and you'll find it elsewhere as well. Okay. But I would like to suggest that we can explain the Rambam in a whole different way. We don't need to go down the route of the Nodeb Yehuda. Let's just leave this for a few seconds, then we'll come back to it. All right. But you hear what the Nodeb Yehuda is saying, and if you get a chance to look it up, it's a fascinating Nodeb Yehuda, and he's assuming that Chazi Litzarufe is the Yisod HaYisodos, and basic of Rabbi Yochanan of Chatzis Shiros in the Torah, and it exhausts the whole business of and you always need the fall Chazi
Litzarufe.
The Rambam doesn't quote Kol Chiv. Yeah. There are a lot of Achronim who seem to go with this Mahalik that if you can find a case of Chatzi Shir without Chazi Litzarufe, then...
He goes through, he doesn't talk different, he doesn't even mention any of this stuff.
But what would be in Chatzi Zayis of Chometz at the end of the day, according to Nodu, Dalach HaMais, is also or not? It's awesome, but only because you generate a special limud of lo yeyochel. Do you follow me? He's trying to justify the lo yeyochel.
So
in other places, Yom Kippur, it would be mutter min
haTorah. That would be no good for Asra, no? I mean, you have to know. I mean, it depends.
But again, if you're giving him Asra at the last moment in such a way that he can't eat a shir sholem, then Asra would be meaningless according to another view.
It's Asra.
He's saying it's mutter. Even according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's mutter in a case where there's no possibility.
No, the chametz.
Oh.
Saying the nafkamina would be which, what iser? Is this the regular iser of Chatzis Shir? Or is this the iser of.
Of Lo Yochanan?
Yeah.
I mean, let's assume that in. You know, now we're getting into Dine Hasra. If you have to mention the name of the iser in Dine Hasra.
Yeah,
we'll have a lot of fun with that when we get to Shabbos. So if you assume you have to mention the name of the iser, then you're right. What is the name of the Issa? So the Rambam says it's Lo Yeyoch. And why? Because that extends way beyond the Chazilut Tarufa. Alright. Now, I want to suggest another pshat. Let's leave out the Nod of Yudah for a moment. You know, because I don't want to commit the Rambam to holding that Chatzishir is only usher in a case in a mitzvah where it's Chazilut Tarufa. I'm not willing to twist the Rambam's arm on that. Let's give another pshat. The Rambam needs Lo Yeyochel to be Mechadish Hashem Yisr Chometz. Why? Because the Rambam holds that Nehi, that Chatzishir usher in a Torah, but that's only what kind of an Isr? It's not an Isr Chometz or an Isr Nevela. Harai, the Rambam says that you don't apply Mushba V'yomi Mar Sinai to an Isr of Chatzishir, meaning it's called an Isr D'Alma, and therefore you can take a Shvuah on a Chatzishir, and the Shvuah is Chal. So based on that Rambam, I understand that the Rambam holds that the Isr of Chatzishir is an Isr Kholi, and in the case of Chometz, you would say that Chatzizais of Chometz, if not for the Pasuk Lo Yachel, if I were to categorize it under the general rule of Chatzishir, would not be Chometz. It's just an Isr of Chatzishir. And if I derive it from some sort of general svara, then it doesn't have the specific impact of the Shem Yisr Chometz. So, for example, my nafkimina. Let's say, for example, Chometz is also in Haromitz. So it could be that din of Chometz, which derives from Kol Nachmetz, is also Chelet. Could be that din of Chometz also in Haromitz. Or Chometz Nukshe, if it's the Raisa, according to those Rishonim. That those dinim would apply to a Chatzishir as well. If you had a Chatzishir of Nevela, even though you pass like Rabbi Yochanan Tosfos in a Torah, but there's no Gzeres HaKasuv in Nevela or Trefa of Tarovitz. But here, Kol Machmetzis Lo Sochelu is a special din. That might apply to Chatzishir of Chavitz.
Are we saying that the Chatzishir, let's say Chatzishir of a Nevela.
Right. That I'm saying quite the Rambam.
So you're saying Chatzishir of a Nevela would not have the Isser Hanah?
Well, you're saying
it doesn't happen.
You're asking not about Nefela. You mean Bas B'cholov, let's say. Chatzishir Bas B'cholov. Okay. Bas B'cholov is also by no.
Right.
Or, for example, Bas B'cholov is also Shalom Kedak, even Shalom Kedak. Bas B'cholov and Klai Akerim. What would be in a Chatzizayas of Bas B'cholov and Klai Akerim? So I'm suggesting it would depend upon this Chakira. Since the Rambam holds there's no shame in Isur, then all the unique dinim that come under that particular Isur do not apply to Chatzishir. The exception to that rule is Chometz. Why? Because Chometz has its own native Isur. And it's derived from the Pasuk Lo Yachel. So the Torah is saying Lo Yachel Chometz includes even Chatzishir B'Torah's Chometz. If it's B'Torah's Chometz with the Shem Isur Chometz, then all the unique dinim of Chometz will apply to Chatzishir. That's what I'm suggesting. And this leads me to the Ramban. There's a very, very fascinating Ramban on Pei Gimel. The Gemara on Pei Gimel quotes a Brisa. If you take a look on Pei Gimel for a moment, it's about seven lines up from the bottom of the page. Tor Rabbana Misha also Bulmus Machilin also Akal Kal. So if you have two options, to feed him Tevel or Nevela, is Machilin also Nevela? Why? Nevela is only Nisr Lav, whereas Tevel is a Chiyuv Misa Bidei Shamayim. So basically, you can classify all Isurim in a hierarchy of Onshim, of Chumras HaAveira, Chumras HaYisur, and what we're going to feed him, when we have two choices, we'll feed him the Kalkal. That's what it says here in this Brice. Now, the Ramban says, based on another Sugya, a Sugya in Krisus, on Daf Yud Gimel, that when we're feeding this Chole, we're feeding him Chatzishir. Says the Ramban, I don't understand. If we're feeding him Chatzishir, and we give him Pachas Pachas Mikashir, so who cares whether it's Tevel or Nevela? Is Chatzishir is the same Easter, whether you call it Chatzishir Tevel or Chatzishir Nevela? So why does this Brisa differentiate between a Kal Kal, that you should give him Nevela, not Tevel? V'im tishalim kein lama omer machilin oso akal kal tevel uchru machilin oso trum, etc., etc. Halo b'shneim ein v'em eli isur b'alma. So the Ramban gives two answers to this question. His first answer, afilu achi kevan divishi uran chamurim zebezeh. Had you eaten a full shear of tevel, it would be more chamur than a full shear of nevela. Is ach the pachos mekishir chumr shal zeh yoser b'chumr shal zeh. The Ramban says in his first answer that the same chumrah, the chumrah ha'avera that applies when you have a full shear, applies when you have a half a shear. And therefore, the brisa is very correct. And assuming that you have to give him the kalka inami, now the Ramban offers a second answer. Hasam, the brisa over there is in a case of what shamdu l'shir sholat. He was so sick, he was so ill that they couldn't give him chatzis shir. Enoch inami, if they could give him chatzis shir and they had the luxury to do so, it would make no difference whether you give him tevel or whether you give him the vela. Chatzis shir is an isur di alma. However, the case was that they had to feed him a full shear. He was dying, whatever the case is. So the obvious question is, what's machlok between the two terutzim of the Ramban? The second terutz of the Ramban operates with the premise of the Havamin. He accepts the premise of the Havamin. He's forced to nukimta. Basically, there's no difference between a chatzishir nevela and a chatzishir of tevel. Why are we differentiating between tevel and nevela? It's only because he's such a chola that we have to give him a shir sholem. So we go back to the Havamin of the premise of Yisur D'Alma, which is, as we said before, is indeed the sheet of Tosfos in Shavuos and the sheet of the Rambam in Hilchos Shavuos. But the first answer the Ramban says that even though we're giving him Chatzis Shir, let's give him Chatzis Shir Nevela before we have to give him Chatzis Shir Tevel. Because Kechumr Shel Zeh, you pick up the same Chumrah of the Shir Sholem.
So how many Shir are you over if you have 10 different, you do 10 different Shir with Chatzis Shir?
So that would depend on this, on these 2 days in the Ramban. If you don't like the second day in the Ramban, then it's only Issa di Alma, which we claim is Tosfos Sheet in the Rambam Sheet, then you're repeating the same Issa time after time. But if you go with the first answer of the Ramban, that each Chatzishir takes on the nature and the complexion of the same Issa, it's an Issa Mesuyam, is then you're violating different Issurim. You're doing a Chatzishir Nevela, and then a Chatzishir Treif, etc., etc. So that's a fascinating way of understanding this Ramban. And based on this discussion, I would say that Chazilitz Tarufe is a different shot. Not like the Nodu Yehuda said that Chazilitz Tarufe means you have to see, maybe he'll come to eat the full Shir Sholem, and he's Mechalik Shinisa totally designed. Daliyahi, let's leave that all out. Let's go with our Mahal. That the reason why the Ramban Chometz needs Lo Yeochel is because it's an Easter Kholi. Whereas Chazilitz Tarufe, what does Chazilitz Tarufe mean? Not the way the Noda B'Yudah understands that I'm about to eat a Shir Sholem. Yes. Chazilitz Tarufe means I look at the Nevela, right? Here's a Kizayis of Nevela. So at what point does it become Nevela? Only when I finish the entire Shir of Kizayis? That's ridiculous. Chazilitz Tarufe means every Gargir, every atom and every molecule of Nevela is Nevela. And therefore Chatzis Shir Asa Min HaTorah means I'm eating Nevela. And that's what Chazilitz Tarufe means. So if that be the case, you may have a fundamental difference here between the two approaches of Rabbi Yochanan. If you take the approach of Tosfos here and Tosfos in Shavuos, and Tosfos here says it's based on Kol Chelet, and Tosfos in Shavuos says that according to Rabbi Yochanan there's no Mushpah V'Yomim Mar Sinai because it's an Issa D'Alma, then we're talking about an Issa Kholi. If on the other hand you take Chazilitz Tarufe, which is the Ran and the Meiri, the Ran in Shavuos and the Meiri here in Yuma, then you come to a different conclusion entirely, that every single part and parcel, every particle of the Vela is the Vela. If this be the case, Rabosai, then perhaps we can understand a very strange Rambam in Hilchos Shavuos. The Rambam in Hilchos Shavuos says the following, Perek Dalet Aluch Alf, Misha Nishba, Shalo Yochal Hayom Klum. So this is a question: what does a person have in mind when he says, when he takes an oath that he won't eat? What's achila? Does he mean the achila shel Torah, which is only a kizayis? The Rambam says the achal pachos mikizayis pot she'en achila pchusa mikizayis. So the flaw on achila means kizayis, the achila as designed by the Torah. If you eat less than a kizayis, it's pot. Okay, so that's how the Rambam paskins. That's a sugyan shavuos. But then the Rambam adds a very strange addition, and we don't know what his point is. He says, "Vaharehu ka'ochel chatzis shir minavelus utreifos vechayotzi b'hem." But what did the Rambam? Why did the Rambam feel compelled to add this? This equation between eating half a zayis in a shavuos shel yochal and eating half a zayis in a nevelus and treifos. So if you take a look at the Radbaz says that what the Rambam is trying to substantiate is that even though eating half a zayas is potter, meaning he doesn't have to bring a karbon, and he doesn't get malchus for shuas sheker if he eats it, nevertheless, iser Torah ikar. If he eats a half a zayas after he takes a shuas lo yochal, he violates an iser Torah. And why is that so? So this is what the Radbaz says, reading into the Rambam. The Kaimel and Kerb Yochanan, the Omar, Chatzi Shir, Osam in a Torah. So according to the Radbaz's reading of the Rambam adds this equation to Chatzi Shir in order to indicate that Nehi, even though you don't violate the full blasted Chiv Doraisa of Shua Sheker if you eat Pachas Mikazayas, and therefore you're put from carbon and malchus, nevertheless, you do violate an Eastern Torah. Under what Eastern Torah does it come under? Under the Easter of Chatzishir. So I was thinking, Rabosai, that maybe you could say something very, very sharp here in this round. We had a hakir about Chatzishir Asim in a Torah. Is it an Easter Chloe? Or is it an Easter Mesuyam? Does it take on the shame of that particular Easter of which you're eating Chatzishir? So we noticed that in Rabbi Yochanan was operating on both levels. He was talking about Chazilut Tarufe, which seems to generate that Isur. Or he was talking about some general Isur that the Torah prohibited under Kol Chiluf. Now, Lachor, you could ask me the following question. Once you have Chazilut Tarufe, the way we're defining it, that it takes on the nature of that particular Isur, why? Because every gargir, every little pot and particle of Nevela is Nevela. So why does Rabbi Yochanan feel compelled, or the Brisa that Rabbi Yochanan bases himself on, to quote the Pasuk Kol Chiluf? So there's a Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan says something very fascinating, and this you'll find on the bottom of page 2. He says that we need Kol Chiluf for Inui on Yom Kippur. Why? So if I understood Rabbi Chanan correctly, and you'll look at Rabbi Chanan and see, it's maybe more me than him, I don't know, you'll judge yourself. Rabbi Chanan says the following, that in the case of Inui, how are you going to apply Chazilut Tarufe? What's Chazilut Tarufe in Inui? If it's not Shayef, you need the general Allah of Kol Chiluf. So again, if Chaksi Shir Asim and Atom because of Chazilut Tarufe, Zakh Rabbi Chanan, that wouldn't apply in the case of Inui, of Achila and Shasi on Yom Kippur. But since we have another source, another basis for Chatzis Shiras Mitor, namely an Isur Kol Chelev, that would apply even to Inui, because Inui is also an Isur Torah of Achil and Shasi.
If you have the Pasuk Kol Chelev, you need the
Chazin Tarufi. No, the Chazin you need in order to generate the Shem Isur. With all the specifics. Like we said, for example, Chatzis Shir in Bosu B'cholov, Bosu B'ano, Bosu even Shalom Kedarka, and so forth and so on. So that you definitely need Chazilut Tarufe. But why do you need Kol Chelev once you have Chazilut Tarufe? That's very odd. So Rabbi Chanan wants to say you need it for Inu. Now, I found it a little strange, you know, to say that we're dashing Kol Chelev just for Inu. I thought that was very odd. I would like to say Rabbi Chanan a little differently. Again, it's a different twist on Rabbi Chanan, but I think it's based on what he's saying. That there are two types of Isurim in the Torah. There's an Isur Chefetz and an Isur Gavra. So in an Isur Chefetz, you could say Chazilut Tarufe generates that very same Isur. But Inui, which is only an Isur Gavra, you can't point to any particular Macholas Asuris and say, well, there's something inherent in this Machol. It's just the Gavra won't be Mekayim his mitzvah if he eats it. In such a case, you can't say the special, unique Svar of Chazilut Tarufe that generates that same Isur. So therefore, in Yom Kippur, the best you can come up with in Chatzis Shir is some sort of a general Isur of Chatzis Shir. That's, I think, what Rabbi Chanan says. If that be the case, Rabbosai, then whenever you have an Isur Gavra, where the Chefza per se is Heter Gomur, you cannot apply the principle of Chazilut Tarufi to generate a new Isur. I mean, to extend the old Isur and call this the old Isur, you're going to have to come on to an Isur Klol. Is that what I think the Rambam is saying over here? Let's go back to the Rambam Hilchos Shvuos. A person takes a Shvuah Shlo Yochal. How are we interpreting a Shvuah? Ein achila, pachos, mikazayis. That's the Rambam's assumption. So if he eats less than a kazayis, he doesn't violate the Isur Shvuah. Okay. Now, the Rambam wants to get to the point in which if he eats half a zayis on that Shvuah, then according to the Radbaz's interpretation of the Rambam, he violates an Issa Doraisa. But what is that Issa Doraisa? It's Chatzi Shir. I don't think you could even begin to entertain Chatzi Shir as an Issa Mesuyim in Shvuah. Just like Rabbi Chanan says in Inui, in Shvuah, which is also an Issa Gavra, it means I took upon myself that I won't be Machal my Dibur. My Dibur was on an Achila of the Kazayats. So how do you generate an Iser of Chatzi Shir? That was the Rambam's problem. It's that the Rambam quotes the halacha of Chatzi Shir in the Veil Sitreifus to indicate there's a general Iser of Chatzi Shir, meaning that whenever the Torah generates an Iser Achila, we have to apply the halacha of Chatzi Shir, but not Chatzi Shir of that particular Iser. In a case of Shmuel, like in Inu according to Rav Chanan, we can't possibly generate that particular Shem Yisr of Chatzi Shir. So the kind of Svara that we use of Chazil Tzarufa we don't have over here. Instead, we have to apply the general principle of an Yisr Kloli of Chatzi Shir. If there's an Yisr Kloli of Chatzi Shir, then once I say that I can't eat a Kizayis for whatever reason, even if it's because of the Gavra, then I can't eat a Chatzi Zayis. And if this be the case, then it's Meduya Ketev, why the Rambam quotes the Allah of Chatzi Shir, Dafkin Hilchas Shvisas Asa. I mean, so of course the classical approach would be, well, that's where it appears in Shas. But we're saying it a little sharper than that. The Rambam wants to generate Chatzi Shir B'Toras Isur D'Alma. And that's going to be the basis for the Rambam in Perikei Milchus Shvuas, that you don't apply Mushpah V'Yobi Marasina or Chatzi Shir, because it's an only Isur D'Alma. Says the Rambam in Hilchas Inui, of the Yisra Achil and Shisiyom Kim, you only have one option in your definition of Chatzi Shir. You're only left with the option of a Shem Kloli, of an Yisra Kloli. Because in Inu you can't apply the Yisra Mesuyom. There's no Chatzi Yisra. You can't say Chazal Yitz Taruf. So if that be the case, when we go back to the Rambam Perek Dalet Milchus Shvuas, what the Rambam wants to do in setting up this equation with Chatzi Shir, he wants to tell you that now that we know that Chatzi Shir is an Yisra Kloli, it could apply in Shvuah. If you would have gone with the approach that the heft of the Isura generates throughout its particles, through every vein and artery in the Nevela Trefa, some sort of Isur, that won't apply in the case of Shvuah. Shvuah is you're limited to what he took as a Shvuah and what makes him into a violator of the Shvuah. So if he took a Shvuah on Achila Shel Torah, which is Kizayis, you can't force down his throat some sort of Isur of Chatzi Shir. So, but since we have Chatzi Shir Nevelos and Trefus, and what did we say was the nature of Chatzi Shir Nevelos and Trefus? We said it was an Issa Kloli, such that if I take a Shavua in Perikei, that I won't eat a Chatzi Zayas of Nevela. The Shavua is Chal and Amchai because Mushma Yom Yarsini is knocked out, because it's only an Issa Kloli. That Issa Kloli can apply to a Shavua. Okay, Rabbi, we'll stop here.